confrontational podcast. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Non-Confrontational Podcast. It's episode 18.
Woo, 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 woo,
did I get that right?
Yes,
yeah,
we just told you it was
18. Yeah, I know,
like,
but I second-guessed myself. I got nervous.
I find it funny because, yeah, you actually say the number unsure every time.
Every single time.
You usually get it wrong.
Yep. I was sure up until, like, double digits. We hit double digits and then got confusing.
Crazy that we're in the double digits.
Right? Approaching 20. Big number 20.
What are we going to do for 20? Maybe we do a shirtless.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Mm. I want to do one day. Even spoiling this should just be a surprise. But one day, like, can we like put on like button-up, like floral, like summer t-shirts?
Yeah,
it's summer now. Like, it's just beach clothes.
Okay.
Well, let's maybe we do that. Like, we have like a summer season.
Yeah.
We'll just keep it a season three.
Yeah, the summer arc.
It'll be the summer arc.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen some podcasts where like if you have like a podcast that is like really like, with episodes, like say it's like a true crime podcast,
yeah,
like episodes, and that makes sense if you have like certain seasons, like when it ends. Mm. But I see some people that just do talking podcasts like us, and I'm like, how do you determine when a season ends?
I have no idea.
We just make it up as we go.
Our season two had like what, an episode?
An episode.
But our season just ended when we stopped doing it.
Yeah.
We got canceled a little bit.
We got canceled. Go search Google why we got canceled. Yeah. Give us some publicity.
Yeah.
So what's everybody up to for the last little bit? Since we recorded last, it's been like, what, 2 weeks?
No.
Did we record last week?
Yeah, we recorded. We're just recording this late.
We're just recording this episode.
The podcast should have been posted
yesterday. It
feels
like so much happened.
When we're recording this.
A lot has happened.
Yeah.
A lot has happened.
Well, because it has been a bit since we recorded. Yeah. Like, we recorded last Tuesday. Mm. Last Monday.
Yeah.
And it is now, we're a day late.
Yeah, we all got our vaccines.
Yeah,
huge. That we already talked about, didn't we?
Yeah, we were going to test if we're magnetic.
Oh, yeah.
Still I tested
magnetic.
It, by the way.
No, I didn't have it yet. When we recorded last time, I didn't have it yet. I was going to get it, I think.
Regardless, I tested it.
Yeah.
You're not magnetic.
Yeah, I know. I actually seen, apparently what people have been doing to push that narrative is they lick the magnet first off camera, and then because it's wet, it just sticks to anything.
I could stick anything to my hands.
But your hands are sticky. Perpetually sticky.
Did you say, bitch, your hands are sticky?
Yeah, he called you a bitch.
They're so sticky.
Don't you remember, I can't do it anymore. I thought my hand used to be kind of like clammy and sticky, and like that's why I was really good at, like, remember I used to like climb all
the
random
jungle
gyms?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it, like, I actually think it was just I was a lot lighter and had actually some upper body strength.
Yeah.
I can't do that shit anymore.
Yeah, I can't do pull-ups too well anymore. I used to be able to do a few muscle-ups. Remember at the gym, we'd get people fired up when
we did muscle-ups?
Because there's like, but then there was a guy who would always one-up us because he could
We did handstands on it, so fuck him.
He did like a muscle-up.
You would do handstands on the bar?
No, not us, the
other guy. He would do a muscle-up, and then he'd somehow be able to, so in the muscle-up position, I don't know how, but he'd bring his legs over his head while holding onto the bar.
Yeah.
And then,
how does that not break your shoulders?
I don't know.
He's just tough. He got kicked out of the gym one time because when he went up like that, he kicked the TVs.
How does your shoulder?
But he was also pretty mad that he got kicked out of the gym, as if it's totally acceptable
to be doing handstands
in a community.
Those things were secured to the
ground. In a community center.
No, I remember you used to rock them sometimes.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And he kicked the TV, so. Pretty.
So there's
and
also
he was
that.
Like, why am I getting killed for? Why?
Like, why am I getting kicked out? I just heelied the TV when I fucking muscle up handstand.
Yeah, we're in a community center.
There's fucking 90-year-old people doing leg curls with 10 pounds.
I was going to say, it's also not the place for that. Like it's not like it's Gold's Gym.
No,
yeah, it's different.
It's literally a community center with a lot of old people. So
you want to go do that in the Mecca, I'm sure they'll let you, but this is like...
You got none walking the track.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A lot of them are rude, man. Do you remember my nemesis? There's this skinny old dude, scrawny, man. I mean, perhaps you were like casually walking the track and he would run by me and clap in my ear.
Yeah, like it's hard.
If you go the wrong way, the wrong
way. No,
you
know, right,
if you were just like stepping into a lane.
Oh,
as if he was moving that fast.
No, but I meant more like I was just saying like in general, like if you were going the wrong direction, they would get mad. But why flip the direction every day? Just have one direction.
Dude.
Maybe it's to keep them on their toes.
So you got to keep them thinking.
Yeah, it helps with
Alzheimer's. Yeah.
So yeah,
trying to remember.
Just for like to give a little bit more context for everyone listening. So think of like the way that this gym is built. It's not a giant gym. Like if you've been to like a big like dedicated gym and things like that, this is relatively smaller compared to that. Right?
It fits within what is that? 800 meter? 500 meter track.
That track's not 500 meters. That track's maybe 200 meters.
Or 250, I think.
Like you have to think about our school that has a soccer field inside of it. That's a 400 meter track.
That wasn't 400.
That's 400 meters. That's 400 meters. Yeah.
Why was I so tired running it then?
That's 400 meters. Two laps is 800. I used to do track, and we would go to high school to do it. It was just, that's it.
What?
Our cardio was interesting.
That's crazy. Okay, so then it was a 200
meter
track.
So it was a 200 meter track.
Are we sure it was 200 meters? I feel like it was like 50 meters.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I
will tell you, I think it was...
It makes sense if it was half of that, because if you take the like the circumference, split it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was 200 meters at most. Yeah. We'll put it that way.
Okay.
Like, it could have been less.
Yeah. Regardless.
All the equipment fits in there, right? And where was I going with this point? Oh, yeah. And then so, like...
It would have a direction every day of where you could run.
And they would put a sign up, but it'd be a fucking tiny-ass sign on the other side. With an arrow. Yeah, with an arrow. And it'd be like... It's not like they flipped it every single day. It would be like 2 days one way, one way the other day, other way. 3 days the other way.
It was like if you remember.
And then revert back.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, fuck, when's the last time we flipped the damn track direction?
And then they would just have the old people police it.
Yeah. And they would get mad. The thing is, like, to get to other parts of the gym, like, if you went to the squash court, you had to cross the track.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be, like, walking the opposite direction. Be like, what are you walking the opposite direction for? It's like, I'm not going to go the whole way around.
As if they were absolute speed demons running it. They were, like, trotting.
10 kilometers at most. Max. That's like a fast old dude.
It's like you could go out this exit and go left. You could go out like the left exit and go left and you get to where like all the box jumps and the boxing bag is. But they wanted you to go out the right side and walk all the way around because you're going the wrong way or something.
Pretty iconic.
Yeah.
We used to do dumb things at the gym.
Yeah, the now that I think about it, you guys are complaining about that guy. But
we
like,
would do sprints, like full speed around that track, into a box jump, into push-ups,
and
then sprint around it again. And
we would, like, so as Julian's saying, we would do a lap, and then there was a part that was open.
Yeah.
And where it would open up, we would set up, like, box jump. So we would take off out of the track, box jump, run back into the track.
Like, not like a jog, like a full sprint as fast as we
as
could.
As fast as you could go.
And I wish there was footage of some of the stuff we used to do.
Oh, we could go to them, ask them, give us the footage. We look like morons. The best part is we would do it sometimes. We'd forget our workout shoes. Julian would be in fucking Timberlands. And I'd be in fucking Converse, like high tops.
And then we would come from school and forget our shorts. And so we'd
school uniform.
School
dress pants. Long,
dress pants and a long sleeve rugby.
Dress pants tucked into your socks. In Timberlands. Like that was a common thing. Like you can't wear those in here.
Yeah. And I was doing muscle ups in it.
That's
funny.
I have several videos of you in your pink basketball intramurals shirt.
Oh my god.
But in your dress pants and then like just your stanky ass soccer
shoes.
Those shoes
socks fucking stunk so bad.
Yeah. Did you how much like what was your biggest deadlift? Like how much like did you like ever max out?
I think I hit I believe it or not, when we went to Ninja Warriors, I hit a 385. I almost hit a 405 once. I pulled it up halfway. I couldn't get it.
So all we're saying is like Pepsi used to slap four plates on either side and start doing deadlifts like we said in this gym where there's like nundas and nundos. Yeah. And then after you wonder why people are getting mad about all the noise you'd be making.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
I used to shrug. My shrug was my strongest
lift. Shrugs were insane.
I would shrug. I would shrug like...
Those
bumps,
but those shrugs were insane.
I would shrug whatever that was, 405. I'd shrug 450 to 500. Like I'd put it on the thing. That was my strongest...
And then
for sure.
Pepsi could always lift more than me, but it was funny because he'd be doing like almost a 500-pound shrug. He'd be like, "No, Barbs, come here, you do it. Show me. I know you could do it." And I'm like,
"I just like, nothing I gave about you this confidence.
Nothing about this can I do. Like, I can barely pick it up. I couldn't pick it up."
I always felt so self-conscious going with you guys because he'd be like, "Say we're doing bench press, it would take fucking three times as long because he'd be like, okay, load them up for you guys. Now Greg's going, take everything off, and put then on the lower weights." And then after, you guys would lose track of, like, which weight I'm trying out now.
Yeah.
So I'd lift it, and there's only 5 pounds on this side or something like that. There's 25 on the right side I'm tipping. Like, what's going on?
Come on, we were good gym buddies.
No, it was fun as fuck. Those were some of my favorite.
Yeah, I didn't like... I know we talked about this before. I didn't like when people were, like, rude about it.
No.
Like, who cares what you lift?
Exactly.
No, I know. I'm teasing around. No, yeah. No, I know.
We trained a lot of people.
We did. We made a lot of people where they are today.
Yeah. No, if I ever felt self-conscious, it came down to it, it was more when I was tired after a long workout and I was done. Pepsi's like, we still got three more workouts.
Oh, don't worry.
No.
Me and you would quit together.
I'm like, yeah, no, but I was crazy. I'm gonna go to the change room.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm in the best like physical body shape of my life right now, and I work out maybe half of what I used to do.
Yeah, maybe half. You are insane. Just the best was like after a long workout, it was like, okay, we got to do the bike. Well, he'd start with this long bike routine that I would just sit on the bike and flip through my phone. And then it was ending with like insane calves and just
abs. I've already said this before, so I don't want to get into it too much, but it was just like, I used to think that working out 6 days a week, doing 8 workouts for 2 hours was a normal regimen.
I come to learn that that's like Mr. Olympia.
That's what I'm saying. I used to think that was normal until I started realizing and like learning that no, people typically just go in, do like maybe 6 workouts max.
Yeah.
Takes them like an hour, maybe an hour and a half if you like put a lot of rest time between it. Stretching and they do it like 3 to 4 times a week.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, you're perfectly fine doing
it. Oh, no, you'll be in great shape doing that. Yeah. Phenomenal shape. The thing is...
You just had me wired on this fucking...
No, and what the issue was is like my mistake was by doing that, I never once gave my body enough time to recover. So I didn't even get to like see the full potential.
Because your rest days were also 1,000 calorie burners.
Yeah, me and Julian used to tell you should rest a little
bit. We used to go to the cottage and you'd bring a dumbbell set so you could wake up early in the morning to lift weights.
I used to feel bad.
Just an absolute machine.
He would ask everyone to go for a run with him. And I used to feel bad. So I'd be like, I'll come for a run with you. But I ended up getting so out of shape. This guy would run 4 kilometers. And I'd be fucking dying after my first. It got to the point, Julian, that one day we're on the beach. And this is what he did. I ran. I'm like, I'm turning around. And he's like, I got to keep going. I need more distance. So he ran up and then back to me. And then he ran back to the cottage and then back to me. And then back to the cottage and then back to me just to keep me company on the run.
I was
walking back and he kept coming back and forth to get his distance in. But so that he could do it with
someone. I hate running now. I just box.
No, never. Like, it's important to know that you're the one who pushed your body the furthest. Like, you tried to reach your max potential. We're all content with being
If I took steroids and, like, my BCAAs, I would be a freak.
You'd be, like...
A freak.
At least 250 pounds.
Yeah, I would have been a freak.
Like, just... We wouldn't be able to sit beside each other. I need my own separate chair. Yeah.
I was really... I got really lean at one point.
You were so lean at one point.
Yeah.
That was insane.
That was the leanest.
You were, like, eating fucking shoelaces.
I honestly think, like... shoelaces. If I... shoelaces and leaves, yeah. No, there's too many carbs in a shoelace. I would... what's it called? I think if I got my body tested, I was probably, like... Maybe 8% fat.
Oh my god, probably. You were so lean. It was insane.
Every once in a while, I go to your Twitter where like you have like that photo pin.
Oh, insane.
And I look at that and I'm like, wow.
The difference.
That's
you look like prime Aaron Yeager when he's thrown over the jacket.
That wasn't even my best.
No, I know, but that picture's still
there. I know, I'm not even lying. Like, I literally do go look at that. I'm just like, whoa.
Yeah, insane.
You'll see this summer. So you'll see this summer. My goal is 10% this summer body
good
fat.
For you. I'm nice.
How about the fact that you almost died to a quote car accident? That might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but...
Well, you never know. No, we went to our buddy's house to celebrate, what was it, the Maylong? Victoria Day, but it was a friend's birthday, so we did like a social distance backyard fire. We're going to do a firework thing.
Yeah.
And he has a go-kart and he put a new engine in it, so it's like 200cc, 5 horsepower, and it goes about 55, 60 kilometers an hour. It's fast. It hauls really ass, right?
Well, we were passing cars.
Yeah, you're passing cars for like a it's like kind of rickety, right? Like four different wheels on it.
For Americans, that's like what, about 30 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm. About 30, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not crazy fast, but it's fast enough, right?
Yeah.
It's fun. It's small. Yeah. And like if you're ripping up and down the street with that, like you feel it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like when you're driving in your car, you don't feel 40 kilometers an hour.
Yeah. Well,
like,
you
feel this.
Yeah, you have like a windshield.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
like
right?
You feel it.
Yeah. It's crazy. So anyways, we're all taking our laps with it, right? And our buddy street's like a cul-de-sac and then it kind of just like goes straight out and then there's a street to the left. So we would just go out, make a left, pull a U-turn, come back down the cul-de-sac, right? And it was kind of far, like you're like half a kilometer away, maybe. So I take off, right? This is like the last lap of the day.
Yeah.
I'm going, I'm doing my thing, having a good time. I'm like, oh, I'm going to take this corner like hard, right? Because you could like drift with it a little because it goes pretty quick. So I'm like, oh, whatever. I go do it and I hear a bang, like a pop, like a loud bang, and I lose complete control of the car. I like spin out. I'm going left. I'm going right. And I'm trying to save the car because like there's parked cars on the side of the road. So I'm like, fuck, if I hit these, I'm going to die. there's nothing around me. So I come to a halt. Like I stop the car. I get it out of a skid and I'm stopped there. And it's almost comical as a wheel just rolls right by me full speed. And I was like, what the fuck happened? So I look out.
And you didn't have your phone on you, too.
No. Because my pants were tight. I was wearing jorts. That was just a, like yeah, a recipe was, for
it
disaster.
Was, it was small. There's no seatbelt in
no.
it.
No, nothing.
Right? And like, what's it called? And I mean, my thing was like, I gave you guys, when I went, I gave you guys all my stuff because I was afraid of it flying out of my
exactly,
pockets.
Exactly, yeah.
Right? Like the walls like didn't even really cover my thighs.
No,
so, like,
no,
shit was
it was
gonna fly
it's
out.
A small go-kart. You're kind of yeah. like sitting pretty crouched.
I thought it was about pretty big, actually.
Okay, well, for you, it was good size for Julian. That's fair.
No, I did, like, listen, it was good size. I just mean, like this, no. Those sides. Like,
I was just
stuff
joking
because
short.
Flew out.
I was just
yeah, for sure.
Well, yeah, like, everything's
yeah.
big to you.
Yeah.
But then this is where it gets funny because now I come out of the go-kart and there's no wheel on the back right side. So I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just try and push it or drive it back. Maybe there's enough, like, leverage on the other. If I sit like this, yeah. no chance, it was scraping. Couldn't push
Wait,
it.
You actually tried to drive it back?
Yeah, that's why I got so, like, I when I lost the wheel, I was way further down the road.
Oh, no
And
way.
Then I tried to drive it back. It didn't really move well. And then I pushed it to almost a corner. I didn't push it very far. But then, so I'm standing there. I'm like, I'm just going to turn the engine off. I turn it off. And now an old couple comes by, yeah. right? Because it's been about, what, 10 minutes now? Maybe?
So
five,
me and Greg
minutes?
Were waiting to get a wicked video of you ripping it down the street because we knew you were going to come fast because it was your last time
the
on it.
The sunset was so
and
nice.
And the sunset was, like, bright pink. It was really oh, yeah. nice. And it would have been a cool video of you, but
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You never
it was
came.
Perfect lighting. Damn. It was perfect lighting. Yeah. It would have been so cool.
Yeah. That would have been nice. I was thinking
been.
About it now.
Touch,
no,
touch it up with a little filter and everything.
Oh,
yeah.
would
have
been
nice.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Next time.
Next time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
anyways, this old Italian couple comes by with their window down. He goes, hey, oh, you wanted me to put it on the back of the car? And I'm like, no, I don't think we're going to be able to do that. It has no wheel.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, okay, you want to help to push? And I'm like, it's a little heavy. Like, I don't think you're going to be able to push yeah. it with me, right? I go, but can you do me a huge favor? My friends are just down the street to the right over there. Can you please go get them and tell them that the tire blew off and I'm stuck here?
So this is where me and Jordan come in. So, like, yeah, we're waiting for what they're called to take this video. Mm. And you hadn't been coming back. We're, like, all cracking jokes. We're like, oh, he went over to the school. Yeah. And he's, like, ripping it around the track in the parking yeah. lot or something. And we're like, okay, no, he's actually been gone for a while. And I'm like, I'm going to start walking down the street.
Yeah.
And then after I start taking like a couple of steps and Jordan's like, yeah, let's go. Like, let's walk down the street. So we're just casually walking, like wondering, we're like, do we hear it? We couldn't tell if we could hear it or not. We thought he's like, the go-kart has a problem where it can stall, but you yeah. just have to restart. He's like, yeah. oh, if we stalled. And Jordan goes, if it stalled, I'm going to laugh. But like, he could just restart it. I don't know what's taking him so long. All of a sudden, this van pulls up next to us, the old Italian couple that Pepsi talked to. We're like, hey, are you looking for the guy with the go-kart?
Like, that's so funny.
We're like, yeah. Oh, he's down there. His wheel blew off. And we're like, so oh, good. Fuck. So we start running to go get you. And then we see you standing there holding the go-kart. And then like...
yeah, and then we get funny. There. And the reason to why the wheel blew off...
Oh, my God.
Jordan's little brother drilled the holes yeah. for the tire, right? Mm-hmm. And you put it on and then you put the bolt on. Well, Jordan put it on and put the bolts in, and he goes, dude, I think my brother drilled the holes too big. Yeah. And I go, are you sure? And we lift it, and he just pulls the wheel off.
Yeah, the nuts are too small. Yeah.
So the only thing holding those wheels on was the weight of us sitting in yeah. the cart.
True.
So it's nuts.
They are good at building things, though.
They are really good. I got to give them credit.
And I mean, Jordan's youngest. I mean, I know Jordan and his like middle brother are both really handy, but Jordan's youngest brother just seems like he's like a whiz with everything, right? When it comes to video games, like just knows everything.
I'm just thinking, like, because even when I was like, well, like for reference, like they've been doing this for like years. Like when we started going there, what were they like? 11?
Yeah.
12? His youngest brother? Yeah. Maybe even younger.
Maybe younger.
Yeah.
Cause we, like, when,
no,
like,
since
you've
known them? No.
Grade,
like, his brother, I feel there. Like I've watched his brother grow up. He's taller than me now. The kid used to come up to like.
Yeah, because think in grade 9, yeah, they must have been like 8.
Yeah.
Well, they've been doing them. He's been doing it since he was like 8, like tinkering, making things, like modding his fucking scooter.
Yeah.
Now they're making like go-karts there's and fucking tasers. Yeah. So it's like they're crazy.
They're insane. They're amazing, actually.
Yeah.
Really good at it.
I've always found it funny that they're, what's it called? Like, they're taller than me now.
Yeah, they've always been taller than me, even when they were 8.
Yeah. No, but that was funny. Then after we wanted to go do fireworks at a park and we got there and there was a fire because of other people doing fireworks.
Yeah, that was
I should insert the clip. I have it on my phone.
No. It was breathtaking. What's in there? What you got in there today?
Steak, cheese, and peppers.
Nice.
Is that pizza? What is that?
Quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
Oh, it's a quesadilla. Quesadilla?
Quesadilla.
Yeah.
Are you from El Salvador? You don't know how to speak
Did
El
you know
Salvadorian.
My family got mad at me one day because they didn't know quesadilla was spelled with
a Q?
L's. Oh. No, that there was L's in it, right? So you know, like, you know, like the burrito place that's just down the street,
yeah,
in the Walmart Plaza?
Yeah.
Okay? It's called Quesada or something, yeah, like that, right? I don't know exactly what it's called.
Quesada.
Yeah, Quesada. There you go. Actually, I don't know if I believe you. A second ago, you called that a quesadilla.
Look it up.
Regardless, right? So they're, they were having buy one, get one free burritos. Mm-hmm. I love fucking burritos, mm-hmm, man. So I'm like, I should go get
Hold
one.
Hold on. You enjoy fucking burritos or I enjoy fucking comma burritos?
I enjoy fucking burritos. I get them and I fuck them.
That makes sense. So that's why you need malty burritos, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, once you're done with one, you get the next one.
Yeah.
I get ground beef and then I get, you know, chicken just for different textures.
What feels better?
Ground beef. It's more like, yeah. Anyways. That's no, funny. I love eating burritos.
Yes.
Okay. So, where was I? So I go to my family. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I want to go to this place, Quesada. And they're like, what did you call it? I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I don't know exactly how to pronounce it. And like, it's like Quesada or something like that. They're like, you mean quesadilla? I'm like, no, quesadilla is spelled with L's. They're like, no, it's not. I'm like, yes, that's why people make the joke quesadilla.
Yeah.
It's spelled with an L. Like, there's two L's in it. No, it's not. I'm like, what, you guys cannot. Yeah. Obviously, like, no, don't. Like, yeah, I'm outing my family.
There's no chance they thought quesada was quesadilla.
That's what I'm saying. And they're all freaking European, my family. Like, I feel like they would know, like, the L's, the silence, like a dia, yeah, sound.
Yeah. Well, quesadilla just sounds longer,
yeah,
than, like, the quesada.
Yeah. I gotta go, real quick, blow my nose, but you guys carry the song.
Well, I was going to say one time, and it was my first year at university, and my prof was really cool, so me and him would, like, socialize in front of the class.
Yeah.
He goes, Edward, what did you just finish eating over there? I'm like, oh, I just quickly smashed a muffin before class. Two people in the class go, you did what to a muffin?
Oh, wow.
I'm like,
I
smashed it. Like, I ate the muffin fast. They're like, oh, we just, you know.
We assumed you meant that you had sexual intercourse with the muffin.
In my head, I was like, what did you...
Why would I say that in front of the class? Yeah. Banged this muffin.
But I mean, I had some weird interactions in that class in general. Like, I emailed my professor. This is, so again, first year university, you get your university email. And I accidentally emailed them with my personal. And so I walk into class. And at the time, my personal email was labeled as Honey Badger. So I emailed them with that. And when I walked into class, he goes, hi, honey buns. I'm like,
excuse me?
He goes, that's your email, right? Honey buns? I'm like, well, actually, it's honey badger. Which wasn't really much better to say, but.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you just said it in front of the whole class. And I've had issues with this before, because then I changed that email from Honey Badger. I changed it to a Tsunami Poppy. Which is much better. And at work, when I would do errands, I'd always have to get the receipts. I went to Alfonso sent me to a lunch place, get the order.
They only forget do a receipt by email?
No, well, I forget the receipt, and I'm like, fuck, Alfonso's going to kill me because it was like a $200 lunch.
Mm.
I'm like, I don't got the receipt to that. I'm getting spanked. So I call the place frantically. I'm like, hi, I was just in there. I'm like, is there any way I could get the receipt? Like, can you email it to me? She goes, yeah, no problem. She goes, what's your email? I'm like, oh, it's jbarberio@gmail.com. And she goes, okay. And she types it in, and it popped up as Tsunami Poppy. She goes, So just to clarify, it's Tsunami. I'm like, yeah, Tsunami Pop. Yeah. Thanks for the email.
Just to clarify. No, when I went to... Oh, go ahead.
No, that's the end of the story.
No, because I was going to say, I had a funny email story, because when I went to go get my vaccine, right?
Yeah.
I thought I used my Giuseppe Garofalo email, like my name, right? Yeah. And I go up to the girl. She's probably like a couple years older than us.
Yeah.
And she goes, what's your name? I give her my name. And she goes, yeah, I have your email address and your thing. She goes, what's the story behind your email address? And I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, it's just my name. And she goes, that's not your name. And I was like, what's the fucking email? And she goes, Pepper1999.
I thought you used the non-confrontation.
No,
one.
No.
I was like, what? That would have been hilarious.
She goes, Pepper1999. What's the story behind that? And I was like, oh, like my mom used to call me Pepper when I was a kid. And she goes, oh, that's cute. And I was like, wow.
I can't believe she's that into, like, the lady I had just seemed like so, like, Like my sister's boyfriend's email is Mark not listening. That's what it is, right? So she's like, so the email's marknotlistening@whatever.com. And it's like, I was dying of laughter. I'm like, that's your email? Yeah, like 25?
Yeah. No, the girl I got was really like bubbly. Yeah. She just sparked quite the conversation because I was waiting, yeah.
But my email's not much better. I mean, I stopped, like, they're all my hockey nicknames.
Rearsy 99 is not
that's
bad.
Good. That's a good I don't one. Use
better
that
than Tsunami Poppy and fucking Pepper.
I don't even use that one anymore. I have, the one I use is G Weirzy 97. Mm-hmm. But fuck, the 97 throws everyone off because they're like, you're not born in 97.
Yeah, I think you're.
You're born in 99. Yeah, what are you? I'm like, guys, it was my last hockey number.
I was just a big fan of Connor McDavid.
I actually wasn't.
No, he hadn't even drafted yet.
He wasn't even known. I know. Pisses me off. Wasn't even known. I wanted to, like,
my coach wanted to be 87.
No, yeah, 87 because he was just as good as Crosby.
I was 87.
Yeah.
My coach forced it on me, though. I wanted to be 77.
Was it because you were as good as Crosby?
Because you're a big Lemieux fan.
No. What? Mario Lemieux. Are they all fucking
intervals of 10.
Yeah. Well, that's just because he probably was that good, right? Yeah.
If I had to pick any of them that I wanted to, like, represent as a number, I would have been okay with Mario Lemieux, especially because he was retired. If the player's playing, you get chirped. So if I'd be 87, you get chirped, go, oh, what, you think you're Crosby?
Yeah.
Right? And I'll forget when I had another, like, it was our high school coach, and they're like, we're getting track suits. If we get a track suit for you, you don't have to use the number that you have at the school. What number would you want in it? I'm like, oh, do my normal number, 97. They're like, okay, Mr. Connor McDavid. I'm like, that's not his number. And they're like, yeah, it is. I'm like, what do you mean?
You're like, oh, no.
I'm like, I tried to escape this shit.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. Didn't you outplay Crosby at the Talladega Derby? I think that's where it was, right?
I actually am Crosby's personal trainer. You know, that golden goal he scored was because I told
you
him
told
what
to him do. Fire it into
he was
the
on the mic because Crosby actually can't play unless Greg's in his ear telling him, okay, forward, now back, dangle.
Like, oh, I said, stay at the blue line. Ginland's gonna rotate and he's gonna throw it to the center. Okay. Now, go. Again, the throws at the center. Sidney Crosby, the goal.
Nice.
Did you have to tell him to throw off his gloves and celebrate, too? Because usually he's a robot. You're like, okay, Crosby, celebrate. Celebrate.
You're looking suspicious. Okay. Celebrate.
Now you just outed me even more. Actually, what happens is I have an exoskeleton suit.
Oh, so you're really
good. Oh, you stand
up. I use the exoskeleton suit, and I'm the one playing. Yeah. So I scored the goal. And then you go, I'm the one that threw the gloves
off. And then if it malfunctions, he's just kind of like.
Yeah, because he just keeps.
He just keeps going forward, just not moving.
Have you ever seen the guy? He basically is a fucking
robot. Yeah, he's hilarious.
Oh. He doesn't talk. I don't think the guy knows anything other than hockey.
No. They're like, hey, what'd you eat for dinner? He's like, I had some, actually, he eats pasta, apparently.
Spaghetti. Yeah. Before every game, spaghetti and sauce. Spaghetti. He's like, game's at 9 o'clock. I'm eating spaghetti and sauce at 8:30. I'm like, you know.
That's weird, Sid.
You don't have to be that superstitious.
It's like, he's just an odd character. He's odd. I feel like hockey players have the most superstitions out of all
sports. No, baseball.
You think so?
Yeah, baseball for sure, actually.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Wow. Did you see, they always have to touch their hat before they pitch.
Yeah, there's one dude who squats.
That's probably because
they
got fucking stick them on it.
No, there's one dude on the Jays, he squats before every pitch. Like, he sticks his ass out. What the fuck's the point? Because then he stands right back up and throws it. But if he pitched 90 times, he's doing 90 squats.
Speaking of squats, well, we thank Manscaped for sponsoring this episode.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That was good. Good segue.
Yeah, because you got to squat when you shave.
Yeah.
Would you actually have to squat while you shave?
Well, it depends where you're shaving.
Depends where you're shaving.
You know, I was pulling this thing up, but last night, I was talking to some friends.
Yeah.
They were asking me about Manscaped. They're like, give us the pitch, Greg. Give us the pitch. I'm like, no, I need the lines in front of me. They're like, oh, come on. You need the lines in front of you for real? I'm like, okay. Did you know that the Non-Confrontational Podcast is supported by Manscaped? Woo! Manscaped is the best tools for your family jewels. It's supported by 2 million men worldwide. And right now, if you go to manscaped.com, you could get 20% off and free shipping using the code NONCON. That's NONCON. They just released the new Lawnmower 4.0. I've had a chance to use it once or twice now. Have you guys used it?
Of course, we have.
Yeah.
Wonderful product.
It's awesome.
It takes a 3.0 and moves it up another 0.0. And it is just.
It's definitely 1.0. Yeah, above definitely 1.0. Yeah, it's got wireless charging. That's my favorite feature, right? For sure.
It feels so high tech. I feel expensive when I use it.
Yeah.
I'm going to, like, I haven't done it properly yet, but, like, I'm going to shave my legs with it now that it's got, like, the different,
Yeah, I'm shaving my legs for sure.
Not shaving my legs down to, like, nothing. It's just, for those of you that are listening, I have extremely hairy fucking legs.
Mm-hmm. And feet.
The feet I did a while back, but, like, I'll probably do them again. But, yeah, I do.
When I suck on his toes,
listen,
I get them in my
teeth. It's summer, and every summer I have to do it, because if not, it's gross. It's not appealing to look at when we're swimming out in the pool. To see my fucking Sasquatch ass feet and legs. So,
I agree.
Now with the different settings, I'm gonna go ahead and.
Okay. They also sent us the cologne and the nose trimmer. Wonderful product. Works phenomenal. Didn't know how long my nose hair was until I used that bad boy and it was going up in my nose.
I didn't use it because I actually am blessed with no nose hair. So
cologne smells great.
Cologne's great. I use it actually all the time.
Yeah.
It's a really nice cologne. Mm-hmm. Got rave reviews from my mom. She liked the way it smelled.
That's good. Yeah.
There's a cool couple things that Manscaped wanted us to mention. Now, first, we were talking about this, and I want to confirm there are four different sizes to trim to your liking now.
Yes.
I mean, I'm a guy who likes short down there, but my legs, I don't want too short. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways, but then you can also get the Ultra Smooth Package. It's a three-step kit. So first starts with the Crop Exfoliator, infused with ingredients that can soothe, clear, and keep the skin on and around your groin feeling refreshed and reducing the risk of ingrown hairs.
I can strongly testify to that.
Yeah, it is a great product. We got it's
phenomenal.
Yeah. Then the crop gel. See where you're shaving with our unique shaving gel. So like it's like shaving cream, but just like, you know, it's great. And then after you use like the shaver, which is designed to help, you know, shave and smooth everything up, like the lawnmower. So like there's a three-step kit you could buy from them right now there to make everything really easy. And all three of the products are vegan, cruelty-free, and sulfate-free products so that you know that your manhood is in good hands. So
we love the earth and our balls.
Yes.
Thank you, Manscaped,
for the Lawnmower 4.0. And go get you one for Father's Day.
Yes, Father's Day's around the corner. Treat your old man nicely.
And now back to your regular scheduled programming.
So you know Black Panther, like, so they're the most advanced civilization, right? They say that in the movie.
Yeah.
And then how they pick their leader is yet completely different from how we pick our leader. We do a vote, and the vote stinks.
Yeah, we have democracy.
You know what's way cooler than that? Having all your best people fight against each other on a waterfall. And that's how you decide who the leader is.
Yeah.
So Justin Trudeau, I think, would still win. Because have you seen the man box?
Yeah,
he's got
dangerous hands,
dude.
No way.
You think he could... I think... Now, unless we, because here's the thing, right? We probably have George St. Pierre be our PM.
Yeah.
He has mad hands. I think he's taken, if we're, so Niagara Falls, right? Because that's obviously where they're fighting.
On top or underneath?
Underneath. Because you have to sustain the strength of the falls, right? But basically what I'm saying is, who do you think would be our leader? I'm betting on GSP, but do you know another big diesel rig Canadian that I'd be able to take him out?
Isn't The Rock half Canadian?
Drake, probably.
Drake, but he might hit him with some tough lyrics.
That's what I mean,
GSP
right?
Self-conscious.
He'll hit him with, like, some, I loved you last night.
Yeah,
and then
GSP's
going to get, like, emotional, and Drake's going to hit him with, like, an uppercut.
Yeah. He has him in his feels. Yeah.
Is The Rock half Canadian?
I know
he played Canadian football.
Yeah.
I think his mom's...
He's Hawaiian.
He's Hawaiian.
No, I get that.
Well, he's running for...
I think he was born in the States.
He's actually American, not Hawaiian, because Hawaii's in America. Yeah. I always forget that.
Yeah, but I think he was born in the States, but I'm pretty sure his mom... I don't think he got a Canadian citizenship. I just know that I think his mom's like half Canadian.
I mean, I think he'd have a good chance of beating up boss man Biden.
Yeah.
Definitely take him out.
Trump versus Biden. Who's winning in a bout?
Did you know how tall Trump is? He's huge.
How tall?
He's like 6'4".
Holy shit.
I think he's shrunk now because he's old and decrepit.
Yeah, for sure.
But he was pretty big back in the day.
The Rock's Canadian.
He's not... He's
Canadian-American.
He was supposed to run for... I don't think he has a thing because I heard he was running for... Thinking about running
governor?
For something in the States. Yeah, governor, I think.
He was born in California. It says he's Canadian-American.
He probably got his Canadian citizenship when he played in the CFL.
Yeah, that's like a cheat code.
I'm pretty sure his mom's Canadian.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a Canadian citizenship. Yo, The Rock, come on. I'd have The Rock as the prime minister.
Yeah, well, no. See, could you imagine?
No, we'd all be waking up at 4 a.m. doing fucking deadlifts.
Yeah, and he'd probably change our national anthem to, like, some good gym song or something.
Yeah.
So, like, it's the only thing you can listen to at the gym.
Yeah, he just blasted on all speakers across Canada.
Yeah.
Or we might have to do, like, what are those chants called? Like
the haka?
Umma shaka. Umma, umma. And they smack.
I can't stop.
And then they go like.
That's what
he said uka shaka.
Oh, yeah.
That's just what came to mind.
But basically what I'm saying is like Wakanda way more advanced than we are and they pick their leaders.
So you're saying we should do a battle.
I think if you want
to. To the death or no? No, right? That's too.
Well, maybe not to the death.
It's to the death if the guy doesn't tap.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you get put in an arm bar and you don't tap, they'll break your arm.
Yeah, like kind of
if you don't tap, they kill you.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. So it's your own discretion.
So basically, if we want to take Canada forward, right? Because right now it feels like we're stagnant because we haven't moved into waterfall fighting.
So once we get to waterfall fighting,
we'll be on Mars.
How do they select the candidates to
Just assuming.
Because wasn't it just like the leaders of the clans?
I'm assuming like...
You fight your way to get there. It's
like
a UFC.
Like a battle royale kind of. Like a...
Why don't we just have a battle royale and they winner?
Because there's too many third parties. Yeah, that can right. Happen, that's the so thing. It has to be more like tournament style.
Yeah, so it's like the best wins. Yeah. You know,
no, because we don't want any cheese. No, yeah. No cheese. No, we're just cheese. Going.
We don't want fucking. We don't want like. We don't want like Trump to like third party Biden in a fight, yeah, and then he catches him off guard.
Yeah, and then somebody. Why are
we're talking Americans now.
Okay, or Canadians. Yeah, okay, yeah. We don't want like GSP to third party The Rock when he's beating up Drake and then Drake escapes and now The Rock's knocked out.
See, that's what I'm saying. You know, do a tournament style till we get to the big final waterfall fight at Niagara Falls. We televise it, make a lot of money.
What comes after the waterfall fight if we keep trying to progress?
I think eventually we just like
air battle.
Yeah, well, levitation. Because you gotta think we're gonna eventually, because of the waterfall fight, we're gonna go forwards like way above where we are. So it's gonna get to like space.
Space fighting. Yeah. Does that make sense?
You know, it's kind of weird because it's like yeah, they're the most advanced society, but I wonder why. Like that's not really democracy.
Michael B. Jordan's like, is this your king? And he's just fucking beating the shit out of T'Challa. That's what Trudeau would be doing to The Rock, actually. Like, is this your king? Boom! Knocks out Dwayne, like, and it's like a huge upset. Yeah.
They go with king. Like, see, like, it's not like this is your president.
Well, we could say prime minister if you want to.
No, but...
Is this your prime minister?
So is that...
boom!
Wait. Is that a monarchy, though?
A king is a monarchy, yeah.
No, but, like, is what's happening in Wakanda, is that a monarchy?
I have no idea. I was just...
I don't know
just
what the... It's the just a joke.
No, I get it, but I'm just thinking, like, because, like, yeah, like, the monarchy...
I think it would be a monarchy.
...is always, like, it doesn't matter. No one could touch the monarchy. The next in line is always the kid. But in Wakanda, they do make it fair that if someone wants to challenge the current... king.
It could be a monarch democracy.
Monocracy.
A monocracy. Yeah. I like that. Okay.
Well, seems like a good place to end.
The monocracy.
The monocracy. All right. Thank you, everyone, always for the support. I think, Julian, you had a couple things you wanted to say.
Yeah, I just want to always call out the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, I'm wearing a Leafs jersey right now because I bleed blue, and just like the Blue Jays, I bleed blue for the Blue Jays as well. We're going to throw that first pitch eventually. The bullpen's actually getting beat up a little bit in recent days. We have three live arms here ready to throw heat, 90
big
miles
live
per hour.
Arms,
paint the lines, curveball, splitter.
Real quick. Ready? You guys know the song, right?
No.
I'll start it off. You guys follow it. You'll know it. Okay.
Blue Jays.
Blue Jays. You're doing it a little too quick.
Oh. I don't know the song.
It's okay.
Blue Jays.
Let's play ball. I guess. Then I got it right.
What else would they say in a baseball game?
I don't know. Let's play with each other. Who fucking knows?
Let's stroke balls. Thank you, Blue Jays, for your consideration.
And go again. Leafs go.
Go Leafs go. That is important to say.
Anyways, so thank you all for the support, the love. We really appreciate it as always. Check out the YouTube and make sure to go subscribe.
Yep.
Because that is just kind of like fun and popping off.
It's nice. It's courteous.
Everything. It's like, and we still have that challenge. I don't think we're going to win, but like.
If you want to see some funny stuff, go.
Yeah.
So, wrap it up.
We will see you later.
Go